According to the doctors, Padre Pio could be considered biologically dead, like a living dead person. But what did that actually mean? So we're going to just have to listen to the story to find out what they were getting at. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we present to you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and he was a miracle worker. So we bring you these amazing stories in order that you may find out more about Padre Pio and that you may understand what his intercession can do for you. And also like to encourage everyone who wants to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate. You can do this by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. Make sure that you are subscribed to our channel. And once you're subscribed, click that reminder bell too. Now, there was something in Padre Pio's life which doctors had tremendous difficulty trying to explain. They could not explain it. And that was, how could Padre Pio survive on almost nothing? On such minimal nutrition which he ate. So they couldn't explain this. And Father Damasio de Santa Alia tells us that once Padre Pio went without food for 20 days. He didn't eat anything. And so it was actually clearly a mystical phenomena. And Father Modestino affirms that Padre Pio got by on only 20 grams of food per day. So how much is 20 grams? Is it one spoonful of food? Is that all he ate? And Father Modestino states that one day Padre Pio told him this. He said, "My son, pray for me. My stomach is so swollen and it hurts because today I ate 30 grams of food. He ate 10 grams extra. It is better for me if I eat less." That's what Padre Pio said. And he would say these things to make the other brothers laugh. But in fact, it was also true. He ate so little. And here's another interesting phenomena. During one illness, Padre Pio weighed in, now this is before the illness, at 83 kilograms, and he was exactly 1.66 meters tall. And then after that he became ill, and 3 days later he hadn't eaten anything. He was weighed again, and this time he was 86 kilograms. So he had put on 3 kilograms without even eating any food. So we can see these are actually miracles in which God himself nourishes the soul, the saint, with only the Holy Communion. So what does that tell us about the Holy Communion? And these miracles, they were affirmed by Father Raphael de Santalias, who was the superior of their monastery, during the actual canonization process. So, of course, they didn't offer explanations how it happened. They just said these things, these miracles happened. Now, there was in fact a doctor who made this comment, who said, "For us doctors, Padre Pio is biologically dead. Because," he said, "if one takes into account the number of calories that he consumes per day, and you weigh that up against the activities that Padre Pio would perform every day, day after day," he said, "the nourishment is so little that Padre Pio would have been pushed right to the very limits of survival. One also needs to think of the amount of blood loss that Padre Pio was suffering from." So this doctor, of course, had examined Padre Pio's wounds, his chest wound, which bled day after day. It was one of the stigmata. So he's aware of the blood loss and the minimal amount that was eaten. And he said, taking all of these things into consideration and the scientific principles which are involved, the calories which are necessary, not just to sustain human life, but also to establish this good physical, psychological balance, this doctor concluded, "For us doctors, he is biologically dead." It was just impossible what was happening here with Padre Pio. Or putting it another way, humanly speaking, it is impossible for anyone to survive under these conditions, he said. And then to still have to do the work, the workload that he performed every day without rest. And so this is the testimony of a doctor who was obviously a member of the scientific community and also with a reputation to lose. So he was putting his reputation on the line by saying something like this. And once again, just a reminder, if you do want to be involved, part of our Padre Pio apostolate, then a good way is to subscribe to our channel first, and also to like our videos and share the videos with your friends and colleagues. And you can also enroll your Mass pre-intentions to see the video on the end screen. How to do that? We have a Mass every Friday in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio. So you can enroll your intentions, just see the video on the end screen. How to do that?